Okay, let's finish the Maamar. Torah Or, Parshas Vayera, page 28, first column, middle of the page. Okay, now the Rebbe is explaining the difference between Makom Panoi and Parsa and so on. So he says, Ach an antu da pika sasa tikunin, but these two lines we learned. He said, you brought out the ten tikunim, the ten sviras, shemikomu kem ein, abchina snifet lagamri. It's not, even though it's a level of siluk, like he explained, to create the ten spheres, there had to be total removal from the infinite to the finite, which seemingly shows there's no connection whatsoever. Nevertheless, he brought out the ten tikkunim shemikom kem ein abchina snifet lagami. It's not completely separated from Hashem. Av shein lehem erech v'yachas elav, even though there's no connection to it at all, because the Or is part of the Mord. Everything is one with Hashem. So even though the ten tikkunim, mean the ten spheres of Atzilus, like he said, are not called spheres, are called here tikkunim because they're like jewelry that don't block the person, they enhance the person. So even though it's an infinite, no connection, it's still connected as Hashem makes it. Which the tough aleph almond chesufim, 400,000 worlds of shame, whatever it means. The atzilus in the level of atzilus, il v'chayol chad. And this is where we left off yesterday. The Or and Hashem are one. The kelim and Hashem are one. Afil v'chinas kelim. Okay, this is where we left off yesterday, because in Atzilus, even though it's remote from the infinite level of Elokus, but nevertheless, it's still Elokus. The Or of Atzilus is God. The Kelim of Atzilus is one with Hashem. And he says, Kamo shel dover agashmi. What's the mashal? He says, like a physical object, hanitfiz b'machshava. You think about a house. Yeah? So in your mind, you have a picture of the house. Shemachshavtem hakefes afilu gashmi ke'evin adoimim. Then, even though the house is not literally inside your brain, but inside your brain is the whole house. So it's still included within you. He says, agam shein amoshu doim elenim shalei minei, it's not at all a comparison. Become a k'sas min aksas. Yochal amaskal is beinu lahaskil. We can understand the way it is by Hashem. Meaning like this. When you picture something in your mind, yeah, that thing that you're picturing is really one with you. See, machshav, it's affecting your thought. Look, we know thought affects a person tremendously. Where if you see good things, bad things, it has a tremendous impact on the person. So even though the house has nothing to do with your brain, your thought, I mean, nevertheless, the house is in the thought. So he says, even though you can't compare the two because the house is takanat in your brain and the spheres are in Hashem, he says, shem sheyesh koyach v'yechez machshava. Just like a person, this is what we can understand when it comes to Elokus. Even though the person, the just like he has the ability in his thought, to have within the brain, within the thought, the entire thing, even though the house is really not in your brain physically, it's completely separated from your thought. There's absolutely no connection to it whatsoever. There's the ability to unite the we still have the ability that the physical object could be in my brain. The same thing in above by Hashem. Hashem has obviously the ability to unite the Or and the Kelim with Hashem himself. But the truth is, up there, they're mamish achter secher v'lo yipod. Taka ilamaila, Atzilus is one with Elokus. The house is not really one with us. We just have it in our thought it's one. But it's not reality, it's not one with us. But in Lamaila, in the Atzilus, and the higher levels, it's Taka, the level of one with Hashem. So he's saying like this. So even though the Alter Rebbe in the whole Maimon explained that the 10 spheres of Atzilus, the emanation of the 10 spheres of Atzilus, have absolutely nothing to do with the ultimate infinite level of Hashem, because there's had to be siluk, makom ponui, to be able to create a limited world, olam, helam, concealment, limitation, in a way even of Atzilus. Nevertheless, it's still one with Hashem. Right. But here it's not mashal, it's siluk. In the mashal, the whole seichel is in the mashal. By siluk, it's not at all. It's only going from the actual to the potential. But here the Alter Rebbe says, first of all, lemaila, potential doesn't lack actual. Because it's all one. But everything is really within Hashem anyway. The only difference, like we learned in many places, is only our perspective of it. In other words, as far as the teacher is concerned, when he removes his seichel, as far as the teacher is concerned, the seichel is still there. Huh. The only difference is, for the student, the receiver, do they have all of it blocked by a mashal, or there is nothing of it, only the potential? But as far as the teacher goes, there's no difference whether he is teaching, not teaching, siluk, not siluk, some makom poni, it doesn't mean, he still has it. The only difference is for the student. Does the student have actual, the whole seichel, concealed in a mashal, or he has only the potential of it?
And the student understands. What does he know?
But one second, but the bottom line of it is, as far as Hashem is concerned, there's absolutely no difference.
From his point
of view. The only difference between Atzilus, Bria, Yetzir, Asiya, Lifnei Atzimtzum, Acher Atzimtzum, all that stuff, all the differences, is only from our perspective. From Hashem's perspective, there's absolutely no difference between the highest and the lowest. Right, there isn't any highest, because it's all there. Right. It says, what we can't grasp that at all in our brain, about El Manifer, because came that too, which had tough Aleph, 400,000 Amen de Chsufim, Tlaisa Aleph Almen, which are Neiman, Vesaita, whatever, it's whatever this stuff. Well, that is Chalkus and Machshava, the Kama Mini Machshava Sari Mispot. It's like you think an infinite amount of thoughts. So the Alter Rebbe is saying like this. Pasach Eliyahu V'yamar Antu Chad V'lei B'chushman. Okay. You are the essence of Hashem. No chushman at all. It's completely no limitation. No amount. No cheshman. No reckoning. No accounting. It's completely infinite. Antu Tapika Sasa Tikkunin. Then you brought out through the level of siluk, through the level of makom ponui, the 10 tikkunim, and you call them 10 spheres. And why did you bring it out? Lan hoga v'hein almin, to govern the dictate the world. And then it says, chad arich, chad, then you have, you know, chesed, the right hand, the left hand, chad arich, one is long, one is short, one is in middle. Yeah, Beinoni. So he says, that's all in the emanations of Hashem. Now, even though the Chayra world, therefore, has absolutely nothing to do with Hashem, nevertheless, it does, because it's all within Hashem.
The whole thing, comes from Patat Elyon, right?
Yeah, from Zaya, the concept, yeah.
The whole.
Yeah. That it comes from Sarah, it comes from Meshach ben Har Sinai. it was learned by everybody in the concealed, you know, the secrets of Torah, which were only allowed even in the time of Rashbi. It was there the Idra, this yeshiva in the mountains of Tzvas, and that's where the Mekubalim were in the time of Rashbi. Ramnun Esava, Rashbi, those, that whole chevra, gang of guys that learned the secrets of Torah. Huh? Zaya, whatever, you know, and then they had the Tabariz on Mitzvah Legali, Zeisachoch.
It's
also the class to the Chevra. It's
also the
Chevra, okay.
I mean, who wrote this?
Huh? Who wrote what? This Maimer? Dal Trebe.
No,
it's Zaya.
It's a Zohar.
Pasach Elio that we say Friday night is a part of Zaya.
It's in.
He's bound in class, I know, no? For the Chevra, for the gang. Which gang, I don't know, but...
No, the gang, but Shuba Yuchai with the gang.
Okay. And then he says...
That's him and his son.
Rabbi Lozer. There's a lot. There was very great Mekubalim those times. Listen, if you look in Zohar, you have Pasach Rabbi Yisi V'Amar, Pasach Rabbi Yehuda V'Amar, Pasach Rabbi V'Amar. You have... And it's interesting, the Rebbe says in many Sikhas, it's based on my modem of earlier, that... In Zayar, it says Pasach Liyovi Yamad. You don't have the expression in the Gemara when you have a Mishnah or somebody says something in the Mishnah Pasach Reb Yehuda VaAmad. It says Amar Reb Yehuda, but a Meir Amar Reb Yehuda Amar. Pasach. What do you mean? In the Zayar, it's full. Pasach. Any Zayar you learn, Pasach Rababa, Pasach Radis. What do you mean Pasach? It's a funny expression. They opened and said. Amar, but even this Pasach Eliyahu va'amar. So why didn't it say Amar Eliyahu? So the Rebbe explains Pasach means he opened the channel. It's not Stam he said it. In Zayar, in the secrets of Torah, Zayar means to shine. In that level of Torah, the Chachamim by saying what they said opened the channels for it to be.
For us,
forever, the whole world.
To bring it down.
Right. I mentioned we have time. There's a famous story with the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, who wrote Shechon Aruch, who had a malach that came to learn with him. Okay? He once had a question in learning. And he worked on it for weeks until he came the answer. He came up with the answer. One time he was in a place, there were a bunch of simple Jews learning. Nobody at all on his level. Somebody asked a question and the guy answered it on the spot, his answer.
It's a shocker.
He knew who he was. Nothing shot the guy over here. He knew who he was. So he asked the Malach the question. How come this guy knew it on the spot? Me, it took weeks. So the Malach told him, this is a very fundamental thing, B'chlal, even without Rebbe saying here. The Malach said to him like this. They're in Yonim of Torah, that are up there. They need to be brought down. Bechlau, the Rebbe said this many times. Why were certain aspects of Torah revealed later than earlier? Or certain customs were revealed later than earlier? Okay? Because there's everything in Torah has its time when it needs to be revealed in the world. Every time it has its thing, when the time when it needs to be revealed in the world. One second. He said, this aspect in Torah that you came up with the brainstorm, that was up there and it needed to be brought down. And only a great person like you, with the weeks of working on it, you brought it down into the world. Once it's in the world, anybody could pick it up. And it says, Ein Beis HaMedrash B'lei Chiddush. No. It means very simply. When you sit Tachas HaShemesh, when you sit sunbathing under the sun, there's no Chiddush. When you're in a Beis HaMedrash, there's a Chiddush. When you're learning, there's a Chiddush. Okay, anyway. And then he says, V'chad Adar, Chad Ksiv, Chad Beinani. And then he continues, Pasuk Leo, one is long, right? Chesed Rei Yemin, Gvor Dvar Yisrael. Okay. One is long, one is short, one's in the middle. Chesed is called arich. Chesed is called long. Because why is it long? Chesed, like water, goes from a very high place to a very low place. So it's long. It's like from one end of the city to the next end of the city. Gevura, which is the level mimata lamaila, is called katsid. Because what is gevura? Gevura is limitation, restriction, the opposite of chesed. Chesed is giving unlimited. Gevura limits. So gevura is the short one. So what is, and then teferes is in between. It's the combination of chesed and gevura together. And this is now at the beginning of the maimer. The Alter Rebbe, in the top of the maimer, it says this maimer is connected to the pasuk Erdonah ve'era. Hashem said, "By Zdain, let me go down and check what's going on." He says, "Zehu Erdonah ve'era ketzahakosa." Let me see if the cry out, crying from Zdain, is real or not. By the way, Rashi says it's a remarkable concept. Rashi says, "Doesn't Hashem know?" He has to come down and look. No, it's not symbolic. It teaches us a lesson. Don't make judgments until you're there on the spot.
God is everywhere. He doesn't have to
move. I understand, but Hashem is teaching us. Go down. And by the way, in the next moment, Alter Rebbe is going to ask a question. It says, "Habeit mishamayim urei." God can see from the heavens. Why does he have to come down? The Torah is teaching us a lesson, this is in passing, that when you're judging somebody, like it says in Pig, don't judge a person until you're in their shoes. Okay, but people always judge things. They hear something, they judge. They hear one side of a story, they judge. Okay.
That's so much fun.
It's a lot of fun, yeah. That, by the way, that's what kills the world. Okay. So Hashem says, "Erdono, let me come down from higher to lower." That it should be. And what does Hashem say? Let me listen to the pasuk. "Erdono ve'era," let me go down and see. If the crying from below, which is coming to me. So what is this pasuk saying? Hashem is coming down, Erdana, and world is going up. That's the chibur, the connection of world and alokus. It's the direct light. And the level of chesed, and then Erdana. Okay? Meaning like this. There is Or Yashar, there is direct light, and there's Er Chayser, reflected light. The Moshe Chassidus gives for this, again, it's from the Shemesh. You can have direct sunlight, and then you can have direct sunlight that bounces off the ground. Sometimes it could even be stronger, because it comes down, it bounces back, you throw a ball against the wall, bounces back with might. So, in Elokus, there's the way Elokus comes down from above to us, and there's the way Or Chayzer, our Avoida, like it said by Matan Torah, "Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai," Hashem came down and he told Moshe, "Go up, Alei al Elokim, go up to Hashem." So there's Or Yashar, the level of Chesed, and then Era Ketzakasa from the bottom coming up, Chesed and Gvura, and then Beinani is Rachmanis. The attribute of Rachman, which is the Mamut ben Chesed, Shulahav Chin Klal. Which the problem with Chesed is, like we learned in Chassidus, Chesed, unlimited Chesed is no good. That's why Avram had a Yishmol. If you can't restrict Chesed, it's no good. Chesed, the sphere of Chesed, is unlimited Chesed. And he says, Afol Kapishena Hogum. So because what does Rachmanis do? Rachmanis is the intermediary between unlimited chesed, you just give whatever they want, or when gvur is slaughtered and the guy is proper or not. Rachmanis, what's Rachmanis? Even though the guy doesn't deserve it, he give it to him anyway. Chesed says, give him regardless. Gvura says, no, he doesn't deserve it, he doesn't get it. So what's Rachmanis? Rachmanis says, give it to him even though he doesn't deserve it. But that doesn't mean you do Chesed unlimited. So that's the Chad Arech, Chad Ksir, Chad Beinani. That's the whole 10 spheres. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll start Parsha.
So we finish this, right?
You do. So talk for a change.